House Republicans met behind closed doors this morning and failed to reach a deal on immigration. Afterwards, House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked if his impending retirement is making it difficult for him to corral moderates who want to force votes on immigration bills.
No, I don't think that's it at all. It's just that this is a difficult issue. And what we've been trying to do is go through the regular committee process, Homeland Security Committee, Judiciary Committee, to get 218 votes for a bill. We don't have 218 votes for that bill. So now we're trying to figure out where that sweet spot is.
Joining us now is Scott Detrow, who covers Congress for NPR. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
And it sounds like they didn't find that sweet spot just yet. But why were they having this meeting now?
Sure. Well, as you will remember, all year long, especially in the early part of the year, there was a push to provide to find some sort of permanent fix for people in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That process really stalled out a few months ago when it was clear there was no path forward because President Trump was insisting any fix for DACA also had to involve billions and billions of dollars for border security, including a border wall, as well as big fixes for the legal immigration system as well. There was just not bipartisan support for that plan. Things have really stayed in a holding pattern since then, and has really frustrated a group of moderate Republicans. So they made a decision to go forward with something called a discharge petition, which is a parliamentary move that hardly ever works. But if you get enough signatures, you can force a vote on the floor of the House on an issue. They're very close now. They just need three more signatures. Paul Ryan does not want that to happen, and that's why they held this meeting today.
Well, and it sounded from Paul Ryan's remarks today like he doesn't think that that will happen. Is that right?
It's unclear. Ryan and many other Republican leaders came out of this meeting saying the people behind the discharge petition have agreed to put it on hold as long as there's some sort of progress. We have not gotten a clear indication from the people behind the petition that they actually have agreed to that as well. So we're waiting to see how that plays out today. Here's one thing that Ryan said, though. He said that a discharge petition, whatever measure passes there, would not become law. There wouldn't be enough support for it in the Senate or support from President Trump. Here's the problem with Ryan's argument. What he's pushing for is that broad approach that President Trump wants. You'll hear him and others call it the four pillars approach,
right,
where you have a permanent fix for DACA, the border security, changes to legal immigration. That came up for a vote in the Senate a couple months ago, and it did not even get 40 votes. So that is not a feasible path forward, because the problem is enough Republicans do not want some sort of broad legalization path, and enough Democrats say they're absolutely not going to vote for any changes to the legal immigration process. You get the stalemate, which we continue to be in, and which today's meeting made no progress toward fixing.
What are we hearing from Democrats? What do they want in an immigration deal? And are Republicans going to need them to get anything passed?
Yeah, there is a bipartisan compromise solution here, at least theoretically. And it's the plan that you may remember several senators put together, Lindsey Graham on the Republican side, Jeff Flake as well, Dick Durbin on the Democratic side. The basic trade-off that many Democrats have said they are willing to do is to vote for billions of dollars for border security, to vote for what President Trump would be able to claim victory as and say he's getting his border wall, which was a key part of his run for president. That's something Democrats don't like, but they're saying, yeah, sure, we will vote for a border wall if you get this, if there's some sort of fix for DACA. President Trump went beyond that and saying, no, we need to deal with legal immigration as well. And Democrats have by and large said, no, we're not going to make that trade-off because we don't think drastically curtailing legal immigration is worth it to fix DACA, even though they really want to fix DACA. So Democrats have not really been involved in the process the last few weeks. I think at this point, Democrats feel like if they win control of the House of Representatives, they can put forward a bill on their own terms next year.
Can you imagine a scenario where both the House and the Senate are able to agree on something and then President Trump says he's not going to sign it because it doesn't give him what he wants?
I think I could imagine that scenario, actually. I think with President Trump more than a lot of other presidents. I mean, President Trump has changed his mind on DACA over and over and over again. Going back to way last fall, the beginning of September, when this first came to the forefront, President Trump said he wanted to fix DACA. This is, of course, after he put in place the process of it expiring.
Right.
Now, the expiration is on hold because the federal court system did not allow DACA to expire in March as it was supposed to. And because Congress is such a deadline-driven organization, that was a big factor among anything else. to keep this in the holding pattern because there was no deadline to force the compromise. Therefore, no compromise happened. So the moderate Republicans behind this discharge petition had been hoping that this would create some urgency. Right now, it's unclear what happens next. If they move forward and force this vote, that would be a big embarrassment to House Republican leaders. But there might be enough votes from these moderate Republicans and Democrats to pass a measure that deals with that more narrow compromise, the DACA for border security compromise.
That's Scott Detrow, who covers Congress for NPR. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.